Well, God bless everybody in the name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to 2022. How on earth did we make it through 2021? That was a tough year, at least it was for me. And there's no possible way that I could have done it or any of us could have done it without the loving kindness and watchful care of our dear Father. Though many things may have changed in our lives over the past year or years, there's one foundational thing that did not change. Or perhaps I could say it better by saying there is one who never changed, and that one is our God. When I went to college, I started out as a math major, and as part of my coursework, it was required that I take courses in the study of calculus. Oh my, the mysterious calculus. I had no idea what was involved, but take it, I did. What I learned was that all of the math I had learned up until that time was the study of objects that were at equilibrium or static, objects at rest. Like that train that left station A and traveled to station B at the steady rate of speed, and who cared which one got there first? But such static mathematics, though a required foundation for being able to perform important calculations in life, did not deal with the dynamic world around us, nor the dynamic bodies we live in. Calculus was discovered in the 17th century by Sir Isaac Newton and Gottfried Leibniz, and is basically the study of rates of change that makes it possible to determine the orbit of the planets around the sun, the function of medicines in our bodies, and the flight time of air travel, the rate of inflation in economics, and the contours of a bridge over a rushing waters of a dam. I found it to be quite amazing stuff. Yet, while we live in this physical dynamic world that is constantly changing, we who believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead have God as our Father. And in Malachi 3, the scriptures make this declaration. Let's look at Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. So what this said to me is this. Whatever the word says about God, what it says that he is, does not change. Here the word change means to double or to pervert or to disguise oneself, to change. Studying this word put me on a quest to find all of the things that the word says that God is. As you can probably imagine, that would be quite the task considering that the word is from the verb to be, and it is used thousands of times in God's word. But I felt that it was an important study. I'd like to share with you the beginnings of what I'm learning. First of all, whenever the word is appears in the King James, it is often associated with another verb than the verb to be. So it could be God is merciful, and the word is associated with the verb to be merciful, not the verb to be. Here's an example. Let's look at Job 37. Verse 22 says, fair weather cometh out of the north, with God is terrible majesty. Now, you may notice that the verb is, or the word is in italics. And that's letting us know that the verb to be is implied, but is not in the text. So, for example, the NIV of that same verse reads, out of the north he comes in golden splendor. God comes in awesome majesty. So there that verb or that word is associated with another verb, not the verb to be. So the study of such occurrences would be yet another fascinating study, but I have focused in a different area. I've looked at all of the verses where the word translated is from the Greek word esti, from where that occurs. So that is actually the word is. Whenever that word occurs, it will not be in italics. And I focused on, of course, the New Testament, which was translated from the Greek. Needless to say, there were lots of verses to look at, but that's what we do as workmen of the Word, right? We work. And what enjoyable work it is. This word occurs 926 times in the New Testament in 837 different verses. So I read each verse and made note whenever I came across a verse that declared what God is or what Jesus Christ is. And that was quite a feast. Obviously, for the sake of time, I can't expound on each verse that I found. Though I don't consider my work complete, I have found roughly 40 attributes of God, and so far, another 20 attributes of Jesus Christ. So what I will do tonight is share with you those attributes that I found regarding God. And I want you to just listen. Don't try to take notes and write down all the verses. I'll provide a list of these attributes in a document on the website along with the teaching, so you don't have to try to capture everything. I just want you to sit back and listen and think about your Heavenly Father. So here we go. God is perfect, wanting or lacking nothing necessary for completeness. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And that's found in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. He's the Father which is in heaven. He's our Lord. He's one God. He is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. He is merciful. He is true and not unrighteous. He seeks and judges. He's greater than all. He's greater than Jesus Christ. He's the husbandman of the vine. He was with Jesus during his arrest, trial, crucifixion, and death. He is no respecter of persons. He's Paul's witness in the legal sense. He's blessed forever. Or in other words, he's to be praised forever. He's able to graft in those cut off from the tree. He's able to make one who is weak in the faith to stand. He's the one at work in the manifestations of Holy Spirit. He is not the author of confusion. Where he is, liberty is found. He is one mediator. He is the one who is at work within you. He existed before all things. He's the Savior of all men. He's the one who keeps what has been committed and entrusted to us. He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He is pitiful or extremely compassionate and of tender mercy. He is light. He is righteous. He is pure. He is greater than our hearts. He is in you. He is the source of love. He is love. He is eternal light, eternal life, and he is the temple of the new heaven and earth. As I've only begun the study, I've not studied each item in detail, but I'm sure that there are treasures to be found in each. I encourage you to study and continue to look at anything that resonates in your heart. And here are a few of the attributes of Jesus Christ that I noted in looking at all of the verses where this word is occurred. He's the King of the Jews. He's the Son of God. He's a Galilean. He's the one who baptizes with Holy Spirit. He's the bread of life. He is the Christ, the Messiah. He is Lord of all. He's head of every man. He's the image of God. He is our peace. He is the head of the body. He is master in heaven. He's the image of the invisible God. He's the head of all principality and power. He is seated at the right hand of God. He's the mediator of a better covenant. He's God's beloved Son. He's the propitiation for our sins, and he is the one who has no sin. He's the one who's worthy to open the book. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords, and he is the temple of the new heaven and the new earth. When I began tonight, I talked about change, about calculus, and the study of the rate of change. We looked at Malachi 3:6, where God declares that he changes not. To close, I'd like to share with you a verse that really caught my attention regarding that word used for change. This verse has magnified for me the importance of staying close to God. And that verse is in Proverbs chapter 24. In verse 21, it says, "My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change." To meddle means to engage, exchange, occupy, mingle with, or have fellowship with. The word for change is the same that was used in Malachi, where it was to double or to pervert, or to be masked, to change. We are children of the one true God, and he does not change. He exists outside of time and therefore has no need to change. While very often change is a function of time. Though we live in a physical world where changing circumstances are swirling all around us, we must remember to whom we belong and remain constant in who he has made us to be in Christ. When we do, we will be stable and blessed, even as our God and Father is stable and blessed. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you, Jan. Could you have a word of prayer, please?
Sure. Our dear Heavenly Father, how we love you, how we long to be more like Christ every day as we look into your eyes, as we look into your face, Father, by looking into your word, we can see just how great you are. How loving and faithful and merciful and compassionate you are, Father. And because those are the attributes that you have, and you are alive within the Christ in us, those are attributes that we will continue to grow and develop in as we keep our eyes stayed on you, Father. Thank you for loving us so much and being so patient with us as we grow and grow into the Christ, as we change into the very image of Christ that you've called us to be, Father. Thank you for being so stable, so unchanging, so that we know that we can always, always come to you and know that you will always be loving and kind and compassionate and forgiving of us because we are yours. We are your beloved children. We love you, Father, and we thank you for this glorious opportunity just to be together in spirit and truth in your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.